Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Yevamais, Daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on Samach Beis Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tano Rabban, we learned in Ebraisa. In today's Daf, we will find lots of Sheva Brachas Torah and good advice for the Chasen and Kala. One who expresses Ava to his wife, loves her like he loves himself. Now, of course, this is a basic mitzvah pertaining to everybody, not just between husband and wife. Explain to Mefarshim. Sure, it's a mitzvah say for all Jews to love each other, but here, it's an obligation pertaining to that marital commitment between husband and wife. Here it's a chiyuv bein ish li ishtei to express this ava on an ongoing basis. When it comes to be mechabed, his wife, he does so on a level which is even greater than the kavod that he gives to himself. And first, I'm explaining, was speaking about allowing her to purchase begadim, tachshitim, as the Gemara elsewhere refers to one's clothing as mechabduse, one's wardrobe accords him honor, earns him respect. And as Rashi points out, why is it that he must provide for his wife's clothing needs more than his own, says Rashi, because zilusa de itisa, kosha medegavra, a woman is more sensitive with respect to her outward appearance and dress, and therefore one should be mechabed her even more than he's mechabed himself in this regard. And a fellow who leads his children down the right path, he learns with them mesilas yesharim, you know, the stiples to advise parents to learn musar on a regular basis with their children. So one is madrich bonav abnoisav on the right path, v'masiyon samach lepirkan, and he marries them off as they're about to become adults. That's a shayla of the mefarshim, what age we're speaking, if it's really young or a bit older. In any case, don't wait too late, don't wait too long, marry them off right away. A fellow who does these olav akosav oimer on him, the pasuk says, he'll have a successful life. Successful family. Yadata ki shalom aholech, you'll have peace in your family. Furthermore, ha'ayiv yas shchenav, if one expresses ava to his neighbors, v'makarev es kroivav, he's warm to his relatives, v'anoise es basachoise, and marries his niece, his sister's daughter, Rashi says, because he's close to his sister, and therefore it's going to be conducive to a good relationship with his wife. And one who is generous, he lends money to the poor man when he is in need. Tosfos points out, based on the Gemara and Chagiga, don't wait until it's too late, until he declares bankruptcy, when everything is lost, and then there's not much gain from your lending him money. But do it before that happens, before he actually stumbles and falls. Prop him up, allow him to come back and be successful. In all these cases, olav akosav oimer, on him the pasuk says, oz tikra v'ashem yana, you call out to Hashem and he responds to you, tishaveya v'yoyme hineini, your tefillahs will be responded to. How do we know it's referring to these practices? Says Rashi on top, oz tikra le'el min eksiv, the pasuk before that says, ki sira onem armichi sisoi, haynu doicha ka'ani, you'll see a poor man, you'll give him something to dread to wear. Don't turn around, don't turn away, don't ignore your relatives, your own basur. Don't just be nice to strangers, your own relatives, your own neighbors. Be nice and warm to all. Then the pasuk continues, Os tikra v'ashem yane tishaveya v'yoymar hineni, Hashem too will be close to you when you call out to him. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam she'en lo isha, einei adam, a man without a wife is not considered the true adam, the perfect, complete man. Shenemar Zachar Nekeva Baram. Vayikra Shmam Adam. The Zachar Nekeva combination, Adam and Chava. One entity. That is called Adam. Vamar Belazar, furthermore, call Adam Shein Karka Eini Adam. If one doesn't own his karka, doesn't have a plot of land upon which to build a home, upon which to, from which to draw sustenance. Taisa says, to live there, to have parnasa, to cultivate that land for parnasa, eino yadam, that's not a true Adam. The Iyun Yaakov says, Adam is lashon Adama. He was taken out of the Adama, and actually he was sent down here. Shenema ha-shamayim, shamayim la-shem, heaven is for Hashem, ve'aretz nasan livnei Adam. Land was given to us, bnei Adam, to develop, to cultivate. The true Adam is one who interacts with the Adama, has a piece of land to live on, to cultivate. Ve'amar belazer. By the way, these are Gemara and Saita, the Bezim Ralf, that there are three things which are declared ahead of time. Arborim yayim koidim etir salat avlat, 40 days before the fetus is formed. There's a baskel ringing out from Shemayim, bas, pleni la pleni, soda, pleni la pleni, bias, pleni la pleni. Three things are pre-appointed and predestined and pre-designated. Bas, pleni la pleni, shidduch, bias, pleni la pleni, the home in which you're going to live, and soda, pleni la pleni, that field, meaning your business, your parnasa. Those three are three components which are crucial to one's success, one's life. And that's all predestined, that's all part of a person's tafkid, a mission in this world. The bas, the bias, and the sod. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? Eser loy ezer kinegdeh. Hashem will make an ezer. So Chava, the wife of Adam, will be there to help him, to assist him. And then it says kinegdeh, which sounds like she will oppose him. Which one is it? Is a wife helping you or getting in your way? All depends on the husband. It all depends on you. Zacha, if you are zeiche, you develop your personality, you develop your midos, and appreciate your wife's help, and don't perceive her like an intruder, threatening and interfering with your life. Zacha is rasei, then indeed she is there to help you. But otherwise, if you take her as a threat, as though she's encroaching on your territory, you're unwilling to coordinate, to act as like a team. Connected, then she really stands opposite you and is perceived like somebody who opposes you. Vika Damri is another pshat in this Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Rami, he had a stira between two psukim. Actually, the same word. Ksiv ki negdoi. The spelling of that word, kinegdoi, sounds like it could even be read kinagdoi. That's how the Yavetz learns. Like nagda, like being strapped, being struck. Like Malchus. V'karina kinegdoi, but we read it kinegdoi, and he learns it means kinegdoi. We read it kinegdoi. She's there to sort of help you, and kinagdoi, like to strap you. The same answer. Zocha. If you're a zeicha, Rashi actually says, Rashi and Erevin and Dalat, zeicha means if you have a good mazel, and you experience marriage the way it's meant to be, kinegdoi, then she's there to help you, she's on your team, she's your biggest fan. Lo yizeicha, but otherwise, menagdosei, she's there to make it difficult for you. Ashkechei Rabbi Yisrael Yo. Rabbi Yossi meets Eliyahu Hanavi. Amrle, he asks him a shayla. Ksiv esole ezer kinegdei. Right? So one's wife is considered ezer. She's there to help him. B'ma isha is rasei le'adam. In what way? Is she actually helping you? You have to feed her, look after her, support her. In what way is she helping you? Amrle, Eliyahu tells him, Adam may be chitin. Look, the farmer brings home his wheat. Chitin kaisis. Can he just chew those raw wheat? Pishtan, he brings flax home. Pishtan, Leibik can just put them on? No, he needs his wife. Who has that special inclination to deal with the mundane matters, cook the food, sew the clothing. That's her nature. She enjoys it. Household chores are not meant for men. You know, in Mitzrayim, they switch things around. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael bifarech. What does the Gemara in Sota say? Hey, chlifu, they switched the chores. Avoidas hanoshim, they gave l'noshim. Avoidas noshim, la'noshim. They had the men cook and bake and sew. The worst gullus you can imagine. A man is not up to these things. His wife takes care of all the household chores. Loi nimtzeis mi'iras reinav. Don't you see that she's enlightening his eyes? Ma'midas al raglav, helping him stand on his feet by providing for all that. Of course she's to be commended and praised. V'amar b'loza ma'idach siv, what does the pasuk mean? Zois apa ma'etzem ma'atzama yobasam b'psari. Adam Rishon declares, look, this time around, wow, she's one of mine, she's part of myself. This teaches us that malamed sheba Adam al kol behema v'chaya. Initially, Adam Rishon interacted as married with all the creatures. Leniskara daiti, leniskara, he didn't feel at ease. Leniskara daiti, he wasn't satisfied at sheba al chava until he met Chava. Then he felt, oh, that's a true bond, a true connection. V'amar b'loza ma'idich siv, what does the pasuk mean? When Hashem tells Avram, v'nivruchu b'chal kol mishpachos adama. All the nations, all the mishpachos out in the world, will be nivruchu b'chal. V'nivruchu is melashon bracha. What did he mean to say? Amar lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. Hashem tells Avram, shtei brechos toivos. A brecha is like an extension of a tree. They would take a branch, fold it down into the ground and bring it up on the other side, which sort of generated a new tree. Hashem tells Avram, I have two additions to Klal Yisrael. Shtei brecha is teva is yeshu lahavrich b'cha. Two very prominent additions. Number one is Rus, Hamoyavia from Moyav, who married Boyas, who were the grandparents of David HaMelech and Mashiach. Number two, V'Naama HaAmonis. Naama, who came from Ammon, who married Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi says, Yotzu mehem malachim and avim, who generated kings and prophets. These two special brechais will come and join Klal Yisrael. Kol mishpachos Adam. Everybody out there gets their blessings from Klal Yisrael, by way of Klal Yisrael, with the conduit of all bracha in the world. Afilu mishpachos hadoris ba'adama, even the mishpachos who dwell inside the earth, even the cave dwellers, Amos Baruchos Elabishvili Yisrael, they get their bracha because of Klal Yisrael. When the economy is going well, when there's financial stability in the world, when there's bracha, ultimately Klal Yisrael gains. Perhaps that's why Hashem brings success and abundance in the world at large, because ultimately it trickles down to Klal Yisrael as well, and that's the purpose of it all. Kol goye yaretz, everybody benefits from Klal Yisrael. Afilu svinois habois migalio laspamia. Kol, Tosfos points this out. Kol is coming to add, even those sea travelers who are just mostly on sea, and sometimes they're just ma'at ba'aretz. Sometimes they're on land, but even there, going to be positively affected by the bracha, which comes through Klal Yisrael. Kol goyei ha'aretz afilu sfinas habois migalio laspamia, even the sfinas traveling from galio to aspamia, einon misbarchos, their bracha only comes about ela b'shvil Yisrael, on account of Klal Yisrael. You know, the Nefesh HaChaim writes that shvil, b'shvil Yisrael means, shvil means a pathway. There's a pathway from Shemayim through which the brachas get channeled. It's like a conduit, like a pipeline. B'shvil Yisrael, we are the conduit. We are the pipeline. And the bracha branches out from us to everybody else. V'yamar b'lozer asidim kol balay umniyos. In the future, there'll be such a bracha in the farming sector that all the balay umniyos, all the craftsmen, all the businessmen will drop their business. And sheyamdu al hakarka, they'll go and become farmers. Shenemar v'yardu meine yisayim kol tevsei mashayit, all the, you know, the ore, the turners and the melachim, all the captains and the sailors, kol chayv liayam, ala oretz yamaydu, they'll drop their positions and come ala oretz and tend the land. Typically, land and its related activities, farming, is the most lowly, regarded as the most lowly position. Shenemar v'yardu. Right? V'yardu mani yisim, they'll come off their ships, they'll go down to a rather degrading profession. But as we said, since there'll be so much bracha, that actually will be the preferred profession. Rabbi Elazar chazya lahi ara. Blood notices this plot of land, this farm. The shadibi karba lefusya. Karba is a furrow. It was plowed lefusya to its width, right, alongside its width. So the furrows were going from side to side on its narrow side. Amar leis, he tells the field, itishdai leurkech, even if it's plowed again along its length, meaning plowed to and fro in a real successful plowing endeavor, hafuchi beisko tav menach. Still, a farm could only produce so much, and hafuchi beisko, dealing with merchandise, becoming a businessman is tav menach, is way better, more profitable than farming. Rav, a similar story with Rav, Aula ben Yishivli, encountered these, he's standing between these stalks, chazinu de kanaifon, he sees them waving back and forth. Amalu, he tells them, inaifus, it's nuf, even if you wave back and forth, hafuchi beiska, being involved in merchandise, tav minach is more successful and more profitable than you. Amarav, meo zuzu beiska, better invest 100 zuz in a business deal, kol yoyma bisr v'chamra, it'll provide you for every day with meat and wine, as opposed to meo zuzu be'ara. You put $100, 100 zuz into the ground, milcha v'chafuro, you'll end up with just salt and unripe wheat. So business, transactions, merchandise, that type of thing is the way to go. V'loyoid, not only that, farming gets you all dirty, el megani le'ara, gets some crawling on the ground. Rashi says, mashkebas oisei le'aretz, you have to lie on the farm, they have to watch it overnight. Umarami le tigre, it brings contention. Look, it's my field, it's your field, this is the boundary, that's the boundary. You know, as opposed to dealing with commodities, you just lock it up, you put it into the safe, and you're safe. Here, a land which is sitting out there is just open to all, and you can be challenged, your ownership can be questioned. Amra pop, zeravali tazbin. Better plant your own wheat than have to go buy it in the store. This way it's yours, it's more reliable. Afagav dechiyado denine, even though perhaps you have no gain from planting your own, you have no visible gain, hani mevarchan, but your own has bracha, it relates to you, you get bracha in your own doing, as opposed to buying it from the street, which doesn't have that bracha. Zoven v'lei tizol. Look, if you have to go sell some merchandise, sell some of your extra belongings to support yourself, do it v'lo tizel, before you become really destitute. Anticipate hardship, sell things off ahead of time. Hanimili, this only applies to bistarki, Rashi says, klei abayis. You know, your household items, which you don't really need, which you can afford to sell, your pots, your pans, aval glima loy, but not your clothing, which is but clothing not, because that's le misramile, you won't really find it too easily. In those days, clothing and something which really suits you is something which is hard to find. And therefore, try to avoid selling those. Another piece of hearty advice, time. You see a hole in the wall developing, plug it up, stuff it up, plaster it up. Don't wait until the whole wall cracks up, rather than having to wait for the whole thing to crack up, and then you need to do renovations. So do things ahead of time to avoid unnecessary expenses. Shifoits, repair that wall once it starts exhibiting cracks. Vloitivni, rather than wait for it to collapse and you have to rebuild it completely. Shikola Isik Babinya, anybody involved in building mismasking ends up losing lots of money, lots of unexpected expenses. So think ahead of time, anticipate in advance. Kefoitz Zoven Ara. You see a good deal? Go jump at it. Grab that plot of land. Don't take your time. You might lose the opportunity. But when it comes to marriage, take your time. Do it carefully, responsibly. Muson, with patience. Nosav itasa, marry a wife. Make sure she's okay. She suits your needs. She's a good match. Nachis darga, when you marry, go down a drop. Go down a step. Downgrade. Nosav itasa, when you marry that wife, lest she be too chasha for you and you won't live up to her expectations. To make sure to go down a drop and marry there. As opposed to looking for a friend, that's meant to be somebody who inspires you, set an example for you. Sak darga, climb up the step. Bechar sheshvina, to find a good friend to lead you upwards. Omer blozer baravina, ein poronos ba'ol ha'ilam ela b'shvil Yisrael. The only reason Hashem brings tragic events, hardships in the world, is for us to take heed, for Klal Yisrael, to take Musar, and improve their ways. All those tragic events that were applied to the Goyim is for whose sake? For Yisrael. Hashem says, I figured you're going to contemplate improvement of your ways when you see all that happening out there. Every typhoon, every tsunami, every earthquake is meant for us to improve our ways. Continues the Gemara. Rav hava miftar Rabbi Chiya. Rav, who was Rabbi Chiya's nephew, was taking leave of him. Amar leir, Rabbi Chiya tells him, gives him a brach. Rachmana litzlach, Hashem should spare you, mimidi dekasha memoisa, from something which is more difficult than death. That's what he told him. Asks the Gemara, umi ika, midi dekasha memoisa, is there something more difficult than misa? Yes. Nafak tokva ashtach. Rav went out and he investigated. He found. It's a pasuk. O moitze, ani mar mi moves as a isha. Sometimes an isha can be even more bitter than death. Rav hamakamet sarli dvisu. In fact, Rav himself experienced something like that. His own wife was a very difficult wife, giving him a hard time, uncooperative. Jiamarla, for instance, if you tell her, avidili tlofche, could you cook me some beans? Of the late chimtzi, she made him a different type of bean. Chimtzi, he asked her for chimtzi. What did she do? Just the opposite. Avdalei tlufchi. All right, and he survived. Ki gadol chia brei, when chia, who was Rav's son, same name as his great uncle, so when his son grows up, and he sees what's going on, that his mother is always switching the order, he figured, okay, apichla. He switched it. Whatever his father says, he would switch it, and this way his mother would actually fill the order properly. So he beat the system. Amrle, so Rav was impressed. Suddenly everything is just working out. He asks Rabbi Chiya, I'ila, loch imach? Did your mother get better? Did she improve? What happened? Suddenly she's cooperating. Amrle, so Chiya tells Rav, anahu duka afichnala. It's all about my switching it. Amrle, so Rav says, I'm impressed. Hainu duka amrinchi. This is what people say, the nafak minach, the one that comes out of your child, Tama, Malafach, can teach you some good advice. I should have thought of that myself. But look, even though you're not really doing anything wrong, and in fact, it's permissible, I'm just trying to get my food, but you shouldn't accustom yourself to doing this. At loyta avadach, you shouldn't do it. Why? Because you're accustoming yourself to speak untruthfully. Shenemar limdu l'shoinam daber sheker. So even though it's mutter, but you're growing accustomed to speaking divrei sheker, I want to discourage you. To PTA the other night, my daughter had a personal diary where they write their personal things. So she writes, I will never tell a lie. And the question is why, right? It's like what and why. That's the way the form is made. So what? I will never say a lie. Why? She writes, because it's not emes. So children have this natural innocence. You can't speak a lie because it's not emes, plain and simple. No other reason needed. There's a fascinating story, by the way, of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here in Toronto. When he was appointed Rav of Teres Emes Viewmount Shul, made a big celebration. They presented him with a gift, a becher, a silver goblet. The next day, somebody notices Rabbi Yaakov in this porn shop, in this this shop where they would they sell secondhand items. In any case, he's there and he's appraising his becher. Kind of strange. After he got it as a gift, he's appraising it. He's trying. I don't know if he asked him or Yaakov offered. He says, "Look, I'll tell you what I'm doing. In case you're curious, I'm actually heading to the U.S. And you know, at the border, they stop you. The customs officials ask you, what are you bringing in and what's the value?" So he says, "Look, I want to declare it. I have to know how much it's worth." Emes. Titein Emes LeYaakov. That's the name of his sefer. Titein Emes LeYaakov. Unbelievable. In fact, in his old age, somebody asked him, "How come you were zeichet to such arichas yamim?" So he says, "Look, a person doesn't know, but I'll tell you one thing. In my entire life, I never once said a word of sheker." Imagine a person could declare that about himself. "I never spoke sheker." Unbelievable. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya have a kametzara leitvisu. Rabbi Chiya as well. He was the uncle. He had a hard time with his wife. Ki have a mashka chmidi, but still. Whenever he would find something good, something that he thought his wife would appreciate, sirely, he would wrap it up with sudre in his handkerchief and his whatever. Umais niela, he would bring it to her as a gift to show her gratitude and appreciation, despite the fact she gave him a very hard time. Amalei Rav, so Rav asks Rabbi Chiya, "Why are you doing that? V'kamet sirely lamar. Isn't she giving you so much trouble? Why are you doing that for her?" Amalei Rav Chiya says, "Look. Regardless, dayenu, isn't it enough? Shem megadlois banenu, that they raise our children, umatzilois esonam nacher, to protect us from sin, because of their access to the wife, you don't have to engage in silliness. Makri le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Bari, Rabbi Yehuda was teaching his son Rabbi Yitzchak the following pasuk: Umoitze ani mar mi mavis as isha. At times, an isha can be more bitter." Even more than death. Amalei, Rabbi Yitzchak asks his father, "Kigoyin man, give me an example of this type of isha." So he says, "Kigoyin imach, your mother, right here." Says, "Well, was she so bad?" V'hamas nidli Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak brei. A different time, Rabbi Yehuda was teaching his son Rabbi Yitzchak, the same father and son, "Ein adam moitzei kuras ruach elam ishta rishayna." One only finds true satisfaction through his first wife. Only that first wife really gives him true satisfaction. And here again, Rabbi Yitzchak asks his father, Rabbi Yehuda, "Kigoyin man, give me an example of an isha who fits this bill." And he says, "Kigoyin imach, your mother." So what was it? Was she good or was she bad? Answers the Gemara, she had two sides to her personality. A split personality. Ma mitkev tekifa. She was a tough one. Oh, tough like steel. But she gave in easily. Vavuri me'avra b'mila. She would forgive and forget. So she had a rough, tough surface, but beneath it was soft. Hechi dami isha ra. So we speak so much about this difficult, contentious wife. Give me an example. What does she do? Amar baye. Mekashtele taka. So what's considered an isha ra, who's marmi mavis? An isha who sets the table, prepares his dinner, and she spices up her mouth as well, and she's insulting him and throwing insults and names his way. Rav Amar, she sets the table, and she turns her back to him. She goes shopping. At the moment that a person marries, his averes get plugged up, closed up. He gets mechilas avoinus. In fact, Rashi, I think Rashi in Chumash brings it by machlas, right? That Yishmo went to marry machlas. Esav married machlas by Yishmo, and the reason why we call her machlas, based on Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, because a chasson is moichlin like alvenoisav, he gets mechilas avoinus. He's a new entity, a new creation, a new metzius. Fresh page. Shenemar, how do we know that he loses his averis? Motza isha, motza toiv, at the moment of marriage, v'yofik rotzen mi Hashem, so v'yofik vidash in lashon of all his deficiencies get filled in, his averis get removed. Bimah Rava. in Eretz Yisrael. Here's an interesting Sheva Brachas Drash. Marava and Eretz Yisrael kinosav inish itz. When one of their friends would marry, Amrili, they would get up and they would say like this, Amrili hachi. And some learned that it wasn't a question mark, it was just a statement. They would give him a good piece of hearty Shalom Bayis advice. Look, matza oy moitza. Your wife can be described as matza or moitza. It's up to you. Good or bad. It's all up to you. And how are you going to conduct your marriage? Matza is referring to the positive aspect of a wife. Tachsiv matza, isha matza toiv. You found a wife, you found goodness. Moitza is referring to the negative aspect. It's all up to you. As we said before, zacha, loy zacha. You can steer your marriage in any direction you want, to the right, to the left. You appreciate her, you're tolerant, you respect her. Then you'll take her advice as advice of support. You'll realize you have no greater fan than your wife. She's in your team. She's vying for your success. Sure, she'll advise you. She'll contribute. She'll have what to say. Don't take offense. Don't take it personally. Zach is rasay, but otherwise you don't appreciate your wife, and you take it all personally, and you perceive her as a threat. Then it's loy zacha kenagda. She's opposite you. She opposes you. You can also learn it in a more Musar way, the whole concept of interacting with a wife, the whole concept of Gashmias. So if it's directed properly, in the right measure, in the right way, the right time, the right place, right proportion, you use it properly, that's great. That's matza isha matza toif. But if instead of using it, it's abused, it drags a person down, it becomes a situation of mitza animar mimavis. Like anything else in life, it can be steered in either direction, either up or down. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Isha Ra, Mitzvah Lagash. If one is saddled with an Isha Ra, and all other options are not doable, don't stick it out. Mitzvah Lagash, the mitzvah. To do Gerish, and Chsiv, Garish Leitz, V'yotzi Modin, V'yishpoiz Din V'kolin. Perhaps that's the only way to put the warfare to rest. Suppose he has Isha Ra, a difficult wife, and he wants a divorce, but the Ksuba obligations are overwhelming. He can't afford it. What's the solution? Tsarasa Betzida. Marry another wife. A Tsarasa Betzida. Put another wife next to her. And that's the biggest and most effective method to straighten her out. The Amri Inshias, people say, Bichaverta, Vele Besilta. Rather than use a Silta, which is a thorn, to prick her directly, you could influence her to the better in an indirect way by bringing in a companion, a contemporary wife, it's Sarah, which will set her straight. A difficult wife is equated to a stormy day, a cold, stormy winter day. Like this drip, like this stormy winter day, ve'ishas medonim nishtava, so too is a contentious wife. Va'amar Rava, boyre, come take a look. It's not all bad. Kama toiva isha toiva, look how great, look how praiseworthy is a good wife. Ve'kama ra isha ra, and how difficult and how terrible is a difficult wife. Kama toiva isha toiva, look how good an isha toiva is. Tachsiv, look at the pasuk. Matza isha matza toiv. Now, Iba Gavo Mishta Ikra, the pasuk is referring to the Isha Teva literally. What do you see? Look how praiseworthy she is. Kama Teva, look how great is an Isha Teva. A supportive wife, a cooperative wife, a respectful wife. Shakosav Mishapcha, the pasuk is praising her. That's one way to learn the pasuk. Matza Isha is the Isha herself, literally. Iba Teva Mishta Ikra, however, there's another way to learn the pasuk. Isha is a reference to the Torah, which a person connects to. But even then, we see how the Torah refers to a good wife, because we're using it as an example, something to match up to. Iba Torah Mishta Yikra. If the topic here is Torah, still you see, Kama Toiva Isha Toiva, look how great and praiseworthy is a good wife. Sha Torah, Nim Shalaba, Torah is being matched up to the Isha Toiva, apparently, is something to match up to. On the other hand, kama ra, isha ra, how difficult is it to be saddled with an isha ra, a contentious wife, a difficult wife? The chsiva moit sani mar mi maves, as a isha. Again, there's two ways to learn the pasuk. Ibigava mishta ikra, if it's literally the isha that is being described here, kama ra she isha ra, in fact, you see how terrible it is. Shakasav megano. Torah is describing her in a very negative light. The other way to learn the pasuk is the isha hears the gehenim, which a person experiences chas v'shalom when he's not careful in this world. But there as well, we see that the isha ra is regarded in a very negative way because kama ra isha ra. Look how difficult it is the isha ra she gehenim nushla bo. Even gehenim is sort of using the isha ra as an equation. We're matching up gehenim to the isha ra. You can imagine how bad the isha ra is. The pasuk says, "Hinini may be ra, asha lo yuchlu lotes mimena." There's a pasuk by Yirmiyah foretelling the gullus and difficulties that they will experience. I'll bring a ra from which they can't get rid of. They can't separate. They can't unload. What is that? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avoh, zu isha ra, k'sivasa maruba. He's stuck with a difficult wife whose ksuba is just too expensive and beyond him, so he's stuck with her. There's a pasuk in Eicha, Nesanani Hashem bidei lo yuchal kum. So Hashem put me in the hands of a force from which I can't get out of. Amar Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, what is that? Amar Ukva Achia, zu isha ra, uksivasim ruba, again, this type of isha. B'marova Amru, and it's a straw, they interpret it as follows. This fellow is stuck, he's living a very precarious existence, very unsettling. He doesn't have his own source of sustenance, doesn't have his own farm to supply his needs. His sustenance is dependent upon his money, meaning he purchases his supplies, and it's not always reliable and consistent. Depends on the prices and availability. Better to have your own personal source of income and sustenance. The pasuk in Kisavai by Teichacha says, "Bonecha b'nei secha, nusunim lam achar." Your own children will be in the hands of a strange nation. What is that? Omar Avchanan, Barava, Omar Rav, zu eshes av, a stepmother. Sure, she's sensitive, looks out for the stepchildren, but it's just not the same. Na'am achar, it's just not their natural mother, and that's a difficulty to contend with. And the pasuk says, "Begoy novel ach isim." I'm going to torment them with a goy novel. What is that? Omar Avchanan, Barava, Omar Rav. Again, zu isha ra, the same old isha ra, uksevasim ruba, with her large ksuva. Rav Leza, Omar Ela, tzedukim. Now some switch the word tzedukim for the word minim, which makes sense. The minim, you know, the Christians, the ones that oppose the Klal Yisrael and our religion. The goy novel ach isim. They're going to be tormented by the minim, by the opposers of Yiddishkeit. We see that novel is synonymous with one who fails to recognize Hashem. On the Brisa we learned, who is this goy novel, this lowly nation? Elu anshe bar braya, v'anshe martinai, these nations, these peoples who are lowly people, uncivilized society, shemahalchen arumim b'shuk, they walk around undressed in the street. She'en lecha meshukot, so metuf, ne'amokim. You don't find anybody that's more disliked by Hashem, yoyser me mishemahalach b'shuk arum, than the person who walks around this way. Rabbi Echon Omar, who's this goy novel, this difficult nation, who are going to impose difficulties on Klal Yisrael? Elu chavirim, this was a nation of chavirim. Rashi says, it was a version of the Persians, the Parsim Rishayim, who gave us a very hard time. They made gzeris, which were intolerable. Armalei Rabbi Yechon, in fact, when they told Rabbi Yechon that Osu Chavri LeBavel, this nation arrived in Bavel, he felt terrible. It was a shock of his life. Shaga. He sort of collapsed. He bent down. Nafal, and he fell down. Armalei, when they told him, 1 second, Mekabli Sheikhla, he can still pay them off. They take bribes. Toretz Yosef, so that got him back up, and he actually says, Vesamach, and he was glad, okay, at least we can you know, everyone has a price to pay. Fine, everyone has their price. We'll pay them off. Now they told him about the three gzeris which were introduced by the chaverim, by these Persians. Gazra al gimel. They told him about three gzeris, and he responded, "You know why? Mida keneged mida, v'pnei gimel." Those three decrees were a direct result of us, of Klal Yisrael's negligence. And three things which corresponded to those three gzeres. Mida keneged mida. First one was gazra al basar. They told him about the gzera that you can't slaughter animals, you can't do shechita. You know what he said? Says Rabbi Yechanan, it didn't happen in a vacuum. Pnei yamatana, it's because we were not careful with respect to giving the matanos kahuna, the portions of the animal that belongs to Gehanim. That's why we got the gzera, which pertained to basar. Number two, gazru ala merchatzais. They locked up the bathhouses, no showers. The answer is v'pnei tefila, because we were negligent in mitzvahs tefila, and that's why we got it. K'machatet shifri. Look, they're digging up the graves. The answer is v'pnei shesmeich miyam edim, because we Klal Yisrael participated and celebrated with them during their holidays. So on account of that, Hashem dug up the graves and brought avelos to be mechaper on that. Shenemar, voice yad Hashem b'chem v'seichem. The pasuk here is in reference to digging up graves of Klal Yisrael. It says b'chem uba v'seichem. How is it that the avos are struck and punished? They're also affected. How? Amar Rava bar Shmo zu chetute shichvi, referring to this calamity, this terrible thing of digging up graves. Adama Mars, we learned ba'ava in chayim, mesim is chadetin. You know why the mesim are disturbed? You know why their rest is perturbed? Because of the avain of the living. Amalei rava l'rava b'amari, k'siv la yu'asfu v'la yu'kavru l'doymen al pnei adama yu. The pasuk is foretelling the tzaris of the churban, they won't even be buried. So dying is not something which is something to look forward to. There won't be burial. And then it says, "V'nifchar, mavis mechayim." We're going to choose. We'd rather die than live. Why? If they won't be kvura, why would they prefer death? Amar lei. So he says to him like this. The pasuk means "Nifchar mavis l'rishayim." We choose mavas for Rishayim. Better for them to die, shalo yichyu b'lmazeh, rather than continue living in this world, v'yechtu, which will bring about more chet, v'yiplu b'gehenim, and lead them to Gehenim. So for them, better die than live. Kosev b'sefer ben Sira. We find in Sefer ben Sira, authored by this fellow ben Sira, the following advice and good etzais. It's interesting that Sefer ben Sira is considered Sfar Machitzonim. You know, it's not Chazal, but we do find that many times in the Gemara we quote from this Sefer. So the Rashba, the Tshuva writes, he says, although it's not really necessarily Chazal, but we do find that throughout Shas we quote from the Sefer. Look, wisdom is wisdom. You know what Sefer ben Sira was? Interesting. The Farshim say he was the son of who? Of Yirmiyah Navi. In fact, look close at the word Sira. Sira is Begematra Yirmiyah. The Farshim say that he was Nisaber Bambati, which means his mother became pregnated through the Zera left over by Yirmiyah and Bambati. And Abbas, somehow, it wasn't a direct impregnation. That's why she named him Ben Sira, the son of Sira, which really was Ben Yirmiyah, but this was a way to preserve Yirmiyah Navi's honor. In any case, he was the son of Yirmiyah. And he wrote, put together this book full of wisdoms, which is quoted throughout Chazal. So what did he say? On the topic of Shalom Bayis, Isha Toiva Matana Toiva Labal Yishno, good wife. It's a gift from Hashem. It's not something to be taken for granted. And who gets it? Who earns it? Uksiv Toiva, this Toiva Becheik Yirei Elakim Tinasim were given to a person who's deserving, a person who's Oved Hashem. Hashem gives him that Tzchar. Isha Ra, a difficult wife, is considered tzaras labal, equated to tzaras, leprosy. Maita kante, what's the solution? You got a shena. The only way out is a get. V'yishrapim sarate, which will heal him of his saras. Isha yafa, a pleasant looking wife. Ashri bala, lucky is her husband. Mispar yomav kfeilim, it's as though he has a double long life because he enjoys his life. It's a pleasant life. But that's only your own wife. Halimei necha me'eshes chen. Turn your eyes away from a pleasant looking woman who's not yours. Pentilokid into dust, lest you be ensnared in her trap. Al tat etzel bala. Don't even hang out with her husband, which will bring closer to her. Keep far away. Limsechim ayayin v'sheicha, to drink with him, pour with him his wine, his beer. Keep away, keep far away. It's very tempting, very ensnaring. Kivetoyar isha yafa. Look. Through the form of a pleasant-looking woman, rabim hushchasu, many, many were destroyed. Such a trivial thing like that took many people down. Va'atsumim kol harogeha. Her victims are enormous. Rabim hoyu pitzei roichel. Roichel, this fellow, time of Chazal, they used to have these roichel, these peddlers. He would come around and sell perfumes, cosmetics. It was a very risky business, spiritually, because he would interact with the women when their husbands were not around. Rabim hoyu pitzei roichel. These roichelim, they were full of wounds. They were tzeklap, tzehakt, but their husbands would come around and just kill them. Hamargil and Varav Erva, who's profession, who's his business would lead him to Dvar Erva Kenitzutz Maver Gachelis, like a spark which just lights up a coal. So it's a hurrah. That's it's a hurrah. A little spark and just goes out of control. Kikluv Mali Oif. Their lives are compared to this cage filled with birds. Came but tame lay mirma. Likewise, these reichlim are always filled with deceit and trickery. They're trying to work their way through the, into the homes, the way, and to outsmart their husbands. Chas v'sholem. I'll talk. That's regarding this concept of women and erva. Be very careful. Continues the sefer ben sira. On another topic, al tatzer tzoras macha. This is the perfect antidote to anxiety. Al tatzer tzoras macha. Have no concern regarding tomorrow's difficulty. Let tomorrow be tomorrow. Kilo yiseida ma'iladyoim. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know what? Who says you're going to be around tomorrow? I mean, you should be as Hashem, but there's no way of knowing. Don't waste today for tomorrow. Shema macher bavei neno. Look, tomorrow might come around and you will not be here anymore. Isn't that a pity? Nimtza mitztayer. It turns out that he was concerned and preoccupied with a world with tomorrow that doesn't belong to him, that he never really came to experience. You know, I once heard a beautiful line. The Yitzhahara takes the past and the future and uses it to break the presence. He takes the Avar and the Asit, bygone, or the future, which may or may not come, and uses it to break the present. Enjoy the present moment. That's what everybody's busy with, meditation, mindfulness. It's all about just focus on the present. Once a beautiful line, it was a quotable quote, one of these professional literature. It said, keep in mind, today, right? Today is yesterday's tomorrow. Yesterday you're thinking about, okay, what's going to happen the next, after, prepare for tomorrow. Now is yesterday's tomorrow. What are you thinking about again? Again, you're thinking about tomorrow. So what are you going to think about today? What are you thinking about today? Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Al tatzer tzoras macha. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the daf. Enjoy the tefillah. Enjoy your breakfast. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy the sky, the sunset. Just enjoy the moment. What else in Sefer Ben Sira? What other good advice do we have? Mana rabim mitoich beisecha. Don't allow the crowds to come into your house. Keep your house as your own. It's your own territory, your own personal space. Even your friends. Minimize their visits. Rabim yu doshish lamecha. Get along with everybody. Everybody will like you and greet you. But still, be careful. Gali soid lechad mi'elef. A secret? You only reveal to 1 in 1,000. You never know where it's going to go. Okay, once on the topic of marriage and Piri of Arivio says the Gemara Amar Bas. Ein ben David ba. Mashiach will only come. There's a place called Guf, a chamber up in heaven, which houses all the future neshamas. In fact, that's why it's called Guf, because the chamber itself is sort of in the shape of a Guf. from which the neshamas come out and go into a guf. So first, all those neshamas have to be depleted, come down the world and complete the tachlis ha'olam, and then comes Mashiach. Shenemar k'ruach melefana ya'atif. Ya'atif, says Rashi, is the delay, lashon of delaying. So Mashiach will be delayed until the neshamas and the asisi, until all neshamas are accounted for. Tanya blazer omer, kol she'ein, kol mishein oisek. Beperi v'ribya. Person neglects this great mitzvah, keilu shayfich damim, says, oh, he was oisek in shvichas damim. So preventing a neshama from coming down the world is like, it's like shvichas damim. Shenemar shayfich damim adam ba'adam, damim yishafach. The person is describing a terrible concept of murder. And then what does it say? Ksiv basrei v'atem puravu? Apparently there's some sort of correlation between the two. Rabbi Yaakov Omer ki'ilu m'mayit admus. It's as though he's affecting the form kaviyachal Hashem, the way Hashem expresses himself in the world. Shenema ki b'tzelem l'kim osas adam. A person is an expression of Hashem's tzelem. He went to add to it, to enhance it. Uksiv basrei. After the pasuk describing tzelem l'kim, it says, v'atem puravu. So we see there's a connection. But now the Omer both things. Kilu shayfech damim, number one, and ma'atat v'admus, number two, because shenema v'atem puravu, it says puravu, after both discussions. Who's speaking? Ben Azay. Ben Azay was unmarried. Amr le Ben Azay, said Bnei Yeshiva, turned to him and said, you're speaking about marriage. Yesh no edorish. Sometimes you have a good speaker. V'no mekayim, and he fulfills, he practices what he preaches. That's the best. Sometimes you have, no mekayim, a person who fulfills. V'no edorish, he's not the world's greatest articulate speaker. But you, you're the other way around. You speak and you speak. And you're not even fulfilling your own directives. V'ata no derish. You're darshaning beautifully. How great Piri v'rivya, demus, and people, and the shamas. V'ein no mekayim. What about you? You're unmarried. Amalan ben Azay. So ben Azay says, look, I tried. Umayasa, what should I do? V'nafshki, shenafshki choshke b'teira. My heart is so infatuated with Torah. I just can't. I can't interrupt. I can't. I don't have a heart for anything else. Efshe lo'olam she'yiskei m'de'achirim, the world, others will take care of the world. In fact, Tosfos brings, based on the Gemara Ksubas, that Ben Azay was once actually married, guess to who? Rabbi Akiva's daughter. In fact, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva's daughter crafted some type of beautiful thing for Ben Azay. And it's clear that they were married, but he says apparently they got divorced afterwards. It just was unsustainable. He was totally committed to the Torah, immersed in the Torah, and perhaps was unable to provide his wife what she needed. So other than a few select individuals, this concept applies to all. Pir v'yiribya brings about neshamis and the development and cultivation of Hashem's world. Tani Yidach, we have a slightly different version of this whole discussion. We just change one name, that's all. Rabbi Lezo Eimer, kol mi she'en lo iser bepir v'yiribya ki lo yishevich damim, shenemar shevich dam adam, right? V'samach levat v'ruvu. So we see a puravu is related to shvichas dam. Rabbi Lezo Benazari Eimer, so it changes instead of Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Lezo Ben Azariah. So just one slight change. Rabbi Lezo Ben Azariah Omer, kilu matat dmus, Ben Azariah Omer, etc., etc., Amalei Ben Azariah, Shno Adorish, V'chulu, all the way till the end of the Brice. Pretty fascinating stuff. Okay, so we learned about the obligations, the Shalom Bayis obligations, Oye V'sishtike Gufoy, right? Mechab de Yoysim Gufoy, just be easy on the finances, let her have what she needs. And you'll be good in good grace with Hashem. That person's makarvis kroiva, very important. Warm to his relatives, close to his neighbors as well. We learned about the title Adam, which is conferred on a person who is married, a person who is involved in parnasa. He has his karaka. Today, I guess it would be like a business, some source of income. We have the contrast between merchandise and business dealings as opposed to being a farmer, which isn't the most preferred or advisable profession. We have the whole story of Chia, Rav, the Isha Ra. Be careful with Divrei Sheker. We have the Drasha, they used to give him a Rava, Matzah, a Maitzah. It can go either way, right? Zacha, Izrasa, right? It says Ezer Kenegda, a wife can go either way. All depends on the husband, the way he channels his family, channels his home. Zacha is rasai, otherwise connected. The isha toiva, it's great, but otherwise it's moitza animar memavas the isha. We find the solution of get. At times that's not feasible. Ksubasa maruba, that is a difficulty on its own. We have the last piece of the Gemara discussing concepts presented by Yosef ben Sira. Be careful from arayas and all related activities. We have the last piece of Gemara extolling the virtues of Pur Revu. It brings about Mashiach and enhances the Tzelem Likim. All the best to all of us and much, much Hatzlacha.